It's the Morning KLH with Dave and Doreen.
So in listening to sound bites this morning, we come across this one from Seth Meyers on his late night show last night. Seth talking about Boeing. Here it is.
According to a new report, Boeing failed more than one-third of recent FAA audits on its production process for the 737 MAX jet. So unlike their planes, they are totally screwed.
Okay, so I listened to that, and I think there was an audit.
Yeah, what's going on?
So I looked up the audit. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. These are planes that we are getting on.
The Federal Aviation Administration found dozens of issues throughout Boeing's 737 MAX jet production process, including mechanics at one of its key suppliers using a hotel key card and dish soap as makeshift tools to test compliance.
Oh, my God.
So here's the rundown from the New York Times of the audit. The FAA discovered unacceptable quality control issues during an audit of Boeing and supplier Spirit Aero Systems that was launched after the door plug flew off of that 737 MAX 9 on January 5th. Mm-hmm. The agency did not release its findings to the public, but a presentation detailing the results reviewed by the New York Times reveals a troubling and inconsistent manufacturing process. Boeing failed 33 out of 89 product audits. A review of specific aspects in the production line with a total of 97 counts of alleged non-compliance. One of its failures dealt with the installation of the plane's door plugs. Some of the most shocking details from the presentation happened at Spirit AeroSystems fuselage manufacturing plant in Wichita, Kansas. FAA auditors spotted mechanics from the company using a hotel key card to check the seal on a door in one instance. And in another instance, they witnessed Spirit mechanics applying Dawn liquid soap to a door seal as a lubricant in the fit-up process. Huh. In the latter incident, the mechanics used wet cheesecloth to wipe away the excess dish soap and clean the door seal. The document detailing the audit findings obtained by the New York Times said the instructions provided to mechanics were vague and unclear. A spokesperson for Spirit, which, by the way, Boeing is in talks to reacquire, told the New York Times that the company is reviewing all identified nonconformities.
I'm not mad that those mechanics did those things because, like you said, their instructions were not clear and they used some,
MacGyver. MacGyvering.
Totally.
They were MacGyvering.
Ingenuity, whatever, to try and figure it out. But holy cow, we got some serious issues.
So again, a hotel key card to check a door seal, Dawn soap as lubricant. The FAA has given Boeing 90 days to address quality control concerns.
Oh, man.
The National Transportation Safety Board is also investigating the door panel blowout, and the Justice Department has opened a criminal probe into Boeing.
Okay. I mean,
yeah.
I would like to be safe when I'm on a plane.
No doubt about it.
And whatever it takes.
We're all walking on the plane and just putting our faith.
We do.
In the people who do this for a living.
Remember when people would say things like, it's more dangerous to drive a car or walk across the street than it is to get in a plane.
Right, yeah.
I don't know anymore.
And speaking of criminal probes, Brian Regan has a point. He thinks something should be criminalized.
I'll tell you what should be a crime. People boarding planes while wearing backpacks. If you're someone who does that, a little heads up, your backpacks are hitting people in the face. I only care about what's in front of me. Hell with everything in my wake. You know when you sit in the emergency exit row seat and you agree to save everyone? How come when the flight is over, no one thanks you? Seriously. It's amazing what you might have done. You'd think someone would take note of that. Hey, I heard what went down before takeoff. Thank you. The fact that you were willing to put your life on the line to save me, my family, and all the other souls on this plane is nothing short of outstanding. Thank you, thank you, thank you. No, just a backpack to the back of the head. I was an almost responder!